Someone wrote to me the other day asking me what they should do a PhD about. I don't know why, I sometimes get these weird requests. And I wrote back saying, I want to know someone to tell me the cultural and scientific origins of the marketing theory which has led to, if you like this, you'll like that.
Yeah.
Because I think that's actually one of the fascinating things in the internet, which is doing the very opposite of what those who promote it say. Those who promote the internet say that it is leading to increasing individualization and the individual voice being heard against the corporate behemoths. Actually, what's happening on the internet is increasingly it's becoming a form of homogenization of choice, taste, and identity. Because people in an age of individualized feelings and being on their own try to measure themselves against each other, and they find this on the internet, and they can find what others measure themselves. And marketeers have caught on to this. And actually, I think that, well, this is a challenge to the long tail theory. I mean, the long tail may exist, but it's very small. The big lump theory of the internet is that actually, increasingly, what it does is it focuses down on those things that others like, that you want to be like, and everyone begins to mirror each other. I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but it's a form of social homogeneity, not produced by any big bad big brother, but by produced by us sort of working together. And actually, another example of this is a thing I did in The Trap, which is where how increasingly in psychology you use questionnaires to measure how you feel against an agreed database or line, benchmark, of what is the agreed feeling. And increasingly the internet is a very good piece of technology for allowing that to happen on many dimensions, not only in terms of psychology, which all these benchmarks are online, but in terms of taste, identity, clothes. It allows you to find a benchmark for what you think you are like and then become like that. Mm. So increasingly, people become like the benchmarks that they find on the internet. Well, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that is a form of self-governance. And that really what you are getting is a form of self-governance on the internet, as those who believed it would become, who started it would believed it would become. But actually, it's an increasing homogenization.
Mm. I mean, a good example is these machine recommendation services like Last FM for music. Last FM with Pandora. I'll give you a good example. If you say, I like Nick Cave, it would say, have you tried PJ Harvey? It won't say, have you tried Hank Williams? Or have you tried Jack Brown?
I know.
Once you've heard them, you go, yeah, they're very similar, but no computer will recommend that.
No, Last FM
will not do that.
Last FM is a classic example of the growing homogenization effect of the internet, the lumping together of people. Because if you've ever done it, it leads you further and further and further down a narrow cul-de-sac created by your own imagination. It's saying, well, if you like that, other people like this. So you end up just listening to things that are vaguely like what you like, but you don't really like, but you haven't broken out into something new. The only really good piece of music I've heard recently is one where it just monitors new pieces of music that have been downloaded onto blogs. So you listen to things at random. And of course the new great piece of technology that is on its way, which is going to be called Pop Bitch Radio. And Pop Bitch Radio will be a genuinely new experience, because it will actually allow you all to participate in selecting what is on the radio, and you will genuinely be allowed to listen to other people's tastes. I can't tell you any more. Wait for Pop Bitch Radio. It's on the way.